This meditation will enable you to release any and all fears that no longer serve your best and highest good. I will first talk about and discuss why this work is so critical to being able to get sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. I will then shift into the meditation that will make it possible for you to release any and all fears that you know no longer serve your best and highest good. We have tracked the presence of symptoms for individuals and the lack of symptoms. Clearly, there is a factor that drives the symptoms when they are present. That factor is fear. Fear that is conscious and fear that is unconscious. It happens to be the case that at an unconscious level, some people actually get off on fear. That's why some people love to watch scary movies. There is a thrill. There is a pleasure in being able to sustain a state of fear. Are then you getting a charge from being afraid of the consequences of what your symptoms might mean for you tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now? If so, it's likely it's an unconscious fear, because certainly nobody would consciously or intellectually admit that, yeah, I'm somebody who gets off on fear. Reality is, we all have a sense of connection to the pleasure of the feeling of what it means to be in fear. The difficulty is that when that feeling of fear is present, symptoms will dominate. Our body will be entirely out of balance. Hormones literally will be whacked out. The key then to sustaining a state of balance and harmony is to release any and all fears moment to moment that are not serving your best and highest good. When we can merge into a state of oneness and harmony, those fears dissolve instantly. Symptoms also dissolve to the point where they are no longer problematic. Many people, of course, focus their attention on finding one therapy or another that will provide them with sustained relief. Those therapies clearly do exist now. Over just the past year, there have been created and invented a variety of exciting ways that individuals are being successful in getting sustained relief from their symptoms. Underlying all of that, however, still resides the driving mechanism that creates the symptoms in the first place. They are all rooted in certain seed thought forms, and our research reveals they are all, in one way or another, connected to fear. The best and most powerful and most effective work then can involve releasing whatever fears may be reside in your mind, in your soul, in your body, and in your tissues. Remember, some of these fears are not conscious. We are not even aware of them. And we are not even actually aware of the pleasure that is associated with the fears that we hold in our thoughts. The purpose, the intention then of the meditation here and now is to release now and forever any and all fears that are no longer serving your best and highest good, and releasing, removing, detaching, ejecting, and shielding any and all fears that in fact are creating the conditions that create your symptoms, that are creating neurological havoc for you today. Settle in then What we will now do is, having set the intention at the outset to release fears, it's now time to shift gears and go into a meditation, or as I have described from previous meditations, a slightly altered state, where we will use our intention to identify any and all fears that you may be holding near and dear to your heart, and releasing those fears so that moment to moment you are not being suspended in a state of high anxiety, which will ensure that your symptoms will persist day in and day out. Without doing this work, you can also be assured that if you are on medication, you will require more and more medication over time. So let's reverse all of that. Let's release those thought forms connected to fear that are clearly no longer serving your best and highest good. Settle in then and get comfortable. Locate yourself in a place that for you is a place of comfort and silence, a place where you will not be interrupted for the next number of minutes during this particular meditation. Take now a breath in, however large or small seems right for you in the moment. Hold the breath just a couple of seconds and let that air out. Release the anxiety that is currently captured in the cells of your body, the worries, the stress, the trauma of the day. Release all of that now as you take one more breath in through your mouth. Hold it to the count of two and release again. Release all that anxiety now. Float into a very different space, a space of oneness with yourself. In your imagination now, visit the most magnificent tree that you have ever seen in your life, wherever that tree might be located on this magnificent earth of ours. Perhaps a tree you have actually touched, perhaps a picture of a tree you have seen in a book or a magazine. In your imagination, see that tree now and meld into that tree now. Become one with the wisdom and the solidarity and the oneness of this tree that is connected to itself and to Mother Earth through a root system which is large and wide and strong. Feel how solid it is when you have melded with this tree, when you have joined your energy with the magnificent energy of your tree. Connect, meld, become one
with this tree that is so magnificently connected to the Mother Earth that nurtures our bodies, our minds, our souls, and our spirits.
Feel free now to move up your tree, up, up, up to the higher branches, until you are sitting at the very top of your tree, feeling her support, but also connecting to those higher realms, to those higher frequencies that yield to us the wisdom of the universe. Float now down into whatever nook or cranny of this tree you need to rest for the moment, as you are connected both with Mother Earth and to the higher realms, to the higher frequencies, in this state of perfect harmony with yourself and with the physical presence of the earth. See now in front of you a clear ball. Make this ball as big as is necessary, for you will now float into this clear ball all of the fears that you have been holding in your thoughts today. What are those fears that have occurred to you just today? Bring them to your consciousness. And place those fears, those negative thought forms, into this clear ball now, one by one. What worries you? What do you fear? Breathe if you can, for this work can surface feelings that are very intense and very profound. Let the fears surface. Fears about your own well-being, your own health. Fears about your family. Fears about your ability to complete your life's task on this earth. Make conscious all of those fears that have pestered you today and yesterday and last week. Make them conscious. Remember them now. And as you remember them, place them in the ball one by one,
in your imagination. Censor nothing. Put every fear that slips into your thoughts now into that clear ball, whether it is a small fear or a humongous fear. Place them in the ball now. Each and every one. A fear is something that you believe might happen, but has not. Censor nothing. Put all fears into the clear ball now. All of them. Our subconscious mind often creates a wall that blocks our ability to know the fears that we hold deep within our souls. Drop down now into that deeper place, into the seat of your soul, and invite whatever fears may be residing there to surface and to immediately place those into the clear ball which sits in front of you now as you are nested in your most magnificent tree. It is now time to bid farewell to these fears which you have so competently acknowledged. It takes courage now to do what we are about to do. Connect in with yourself, and with your two hands, place your hands around this clear ball in your imagination. And lift this ball above your head and let it go as it surfaces higher and higher and higher, far above the tallest branches of your tree, as it floats into the clouds and above the clouds, higher and higher and higher. Watch your ball now dissolve. As you release, remove, detach, eject, and shield all of these fears that no longer serve your best and highest good. Feel now the blanket of gold light which soaks each and every cell of your body with the nourishment needed for you to move into a state of oneness with yourself, with others, with the animals, and with the universe. Observe the stability of this place of oneness. Acknowledge the stability of this place of oneness. celebrate the harmony and the bliss that comes forth in this place of oneness. Be here now in this place of balance and centeredness with yourself. A place where you can celebrate all of who you are and are becoming. Be here in this place, all of you, in this place of oneness and wholeness and stability and centeredness. Reacquaint your neural networks with this place now. Remember this experience now. Invite now to be present with you in this most magnificent place of oneness. All of the people you have loved in your life and who have loved you, to be present with you now. All of them. Whether they are now living in human bodies or not. invite them in. See them. Feel their presence. Know that they are with you always. Invite them in now, one by one. All of those in your life who have loved you and who you have loved, bring them close to you now. Allow them to enter into the bosom of your soul and into your heart. Acknowledge their support of you now. You are not alone. You have never been alone. You are not alone. You have never been alone. Feel the support now in this place of oneness. Feel the solidarity. Feel the assurance and the confidence that you can become all that you are. Acknowledge the reality that you can manifest your heart's desire. May you place no limits on the possibilities for yourself, for your family, and for your loved ones. Receive now the blessing of all of those who are gathered with you now to support your recovery and your return to full health and wellness. Receive their hugs, their kisses, their looks of admiration for all that you are and all that you are becoming. I invite you now to take one breath in, hold it for just a second, and let that air out. And take a second breath in, hold it for just a second, and let that breath out. With your intention, know that you can return to this place of oneness by taking those two short breaths at any time. Your body remembers this place. Allow it to do so with just two short breaths. For it is in this place of oneness that no symptoms are possible. Wriggle your way now down from wherever you are nested in your tree, down to the ground. Thank your tree for the gifts that it has given to you today. As you open up your eyes and wiggle your toes and fingers back to the presence of where you are physically located now. And as you open your eyes, notice the brilliance of the colors, the beauty of the shapes and the textures that surround you. For you see, you are present in the mystery, the magnificence, and the beauty of Mother Earth and all of the support that she affords to you. May you always keep in your heart a place for all of those who joined with you today in this meditation. And may you always know in your thoughts, you are never alone. Never. Remember also, it takes only two breaths, however gently, to return to this place of oneness, as the symptoms will dissolve. Celebrate now all of the fears you have released today as you move into a place of oneness moment to moment. For it is in this place that anything is possible. Absolutely anything.
It has been a high pleasure. This is Robert Rogers, and you are connected to Parkinson's Recovery. May your day be magnificent today.